About 22 miles north of Ketchikan lies Margaret Creek, accessible only by boat or floatplane. It was heavily damaged by intensive logging in the 1950s through 80s. That logging took out most of the old-growth timber that lined the creek, eroding the banks and damaging floodplains. John Hudson is a restoration biologist with the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition. He remembers visiting the area when he first moved to Alaska.
Got to know the stream really, really well. This was in the mid-90s, and I was kind of struck by all the big stumps that were in the middle of the stream or on the edge of the stream, and brand new to the rainforest, and not clearly understanding what the impact was.
The damage has had major impacts on the natural habitat of sockeye, coho, and chum, plus the Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout that run through the area. The Watershed Coalition says the completed restoration work will hopefully reverse the damage by creating better spots for the fish to feed, swim, and rest. To make the project happen, the coalition partnered with Ketchikan Indian Community and the U.S. Forest Service and got to work training hand crews. They were tasked with fixing parts of the creek that machines couldn't get to, using tools like chainsaws, winches, pulleys, and axes. Tony Gallegos is the Cultural Resources Director for Ketchikan's tribe. He says the program sought to train crews not just for this restoration project, but for future work as well.
Of course, when they were working in Margaret Creek, they were in pretty primitive conditions for a week, dealing with weather and camping out and a remote location off the grid. But they thrived and really felt like it was like a major life-changing experience in most cases.
The Watershed Coalition estimates that the project cost around $400,000. Heavy machinery started rolling into the area last year, and hand crews continued to work through last month. The Forest Service's John Hyde, with the Ketchikan Misty Fjords Ranger District, says work was planned for more than a mile of the creek.
We had additional work planned all the way up to around the 2 mile marker for hand crew work. So we used a hand crew to go in and put individual logs in where machines couldn't go or it was too hard to access.
Crews placed more than 20 logs in the stream to help give salmon a place to rest and remove 4 log culverts that were blocking fish passage. Workers also removed 1,000 feet of packed soil and added other debris to create more than 200 meters of habitat. Hyde says it took a long time to plan the project and submit plans for approval.
Once implementation happened, it was smooth. It went really well. But yeah, I guess the planning stage, just getting everything ready to get this off the ground was probably the hardest part.
And he says the project could have impacts on more than just the salmon.
It affects everything in the ecosystem, so it's more food for the eagles, for bears, for wolves.
Earlier this summer, a similar project wrapped up at Ward Creek, north of Ketchikan, near Talbot Lake. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Reagan Miller.